Psalm 149, verses 6 through 9, that's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Psalms. May the praise of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands to inflict vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron, to carry out the sentence written against them. This is the full glory of all faithful people. Praise the Lord. The Old Testament, the nation of Israel, served as God's instrument to execute judgment on her enemies. The warriors fought for God's honor with his praise in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hand. They battled with the Lord's power and for his honor. Like Israel, believers today are in a battle. Our struggles are not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms, Ephesians 6:12. To prepare for battle, we need protective gear, the full armor of God. And the only offensive weapon we have is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The writer to the Hebrews says that the Word of God is active and alive. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates the soul, judging the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Believers must go into each day's battle with a tight grip on Scripture, our double-edged sword. We must read, study, and meditate on God's Word. We need to memorize it and hide it securely in our hearts. We must be those who live out the truth. No warrior would think about going into battle without the proper gear. The same goes for the believer. May the praise of God be in our mouths and the sword of the Spirit in our hands. Father, give me the desire to be in your word every day. Prepare me for each day's battle. Equip me with the sword of the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.